Hi friends, welcome to Pointing Toward Hope. I am Wendy Bertinoli, and this podcast is a daily dive into the gospel of Jesus Christ in bite-sized pieces meant to uplift and help us all meet life's many challenges and find the hope to keep going. I hope you enjoy your time here and share with family and friends. This is episode 30. Have you ever felt like something you've done is beyond the Savior's gift to renew? Have you ever felt like you were just too far gone, that even the Lord's greatest gift, the one that He sealed with His blood upon the cross, is not enough to redeem the horrible things that you've done or the mess you've made of your life? If so, I am here to tell you that you are wrong. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, that can keep you from exercising the gift of the Savior's atoning sacrifice in your life. However, it is not an easy process to overcome the power of the flesh. The temptations of the adversary can leave large wakes as we step into the waters of sin and unbelief. But there is always hope, and there will always be an incomprehensible joy that will come from turning your heart, your life, your soul over to the Savior. Let Him ease the burden that is upon your back. Let Him give you that gift. Sometimes the problem comes when we feel that others will never accept us, no matter what we do, knowing what we have done, what we are capable of doing. In his April 2015 conference address, Dieter F. Uchtdorf shares the story of Simon found in Luke chapter 7. Outwardly, Simon seemed to be a good and upright man. He regularly checked off his to-do list of religious obligations. He kept the law, paid his tithing, observed the Sabbath, prayed daily, and went to the synagogue. But while Jesus was with Simon, a woman approached, washed the Savior's feet with her tears, and anointed his feet with fine oil. Simon was not pleased with the display of worship, for he knew that this woman was a sinner. Simon thought that if Jesus didn't know this, he must not be a prophet, or he would not have let the woman touch him. Perceiving his thoughts, Jesus turned to Simon and asked a question. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. One owed 500 pence, the other 50. And when they both had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered that it was the one who was forgiven the most. Then Jesus taught a profound lesson. Seest thou this woman? Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. The woman, who thought that she was hopelessly lost because of sin, realized that the only way she could find peace was to exercise her faith, her love for the Savior, by doing the one thing that she could, and that was to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and turn her life over to the Savior to be healed from her pain and suffering. Elder Uchtdorf shares, "Today and forevermore, God's grace is available to all whose hearts are broken and whose spirits are contrite. Jesus Christ has cleared the way for us to ascend to heights incomprehensible to mortal minds. Grace is a gift of God, and our desire to be obedient to each of God's commandments is the reaching out of our mortal hand to receive the sacred gift from our Heavenly Father." In John 14, 1 through 3, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Let the Savior into your life. Let Him take away the burdens, the sins, the heartache that is holding you back from incomprehensible heights. This life is full of challenges, but those challenges are not meant to keep us from progressing and moving forward. They are not weights that can't be lifted by the Savior. Accept the gift that He so freely gave us. In this, your joy will be full and your heart will fill with love, not only for yourself, but for everyone around you. His grace is sufficient, always. Have a great day, guys. I'll talk to you all again tomorrow.